Sorry to always have to say we're raising funds for this or raising funds for that, but I love raising fun. I just take the D off it. As long as it's joyful and happy and no one feels oppressed. And that means that, you know, people have the opportunity to make good karma in so many different ways. But you know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but it's how the Buddha taught that even if you gave $1 billion every Friday night to the Buddhist Society of Western Australia, that's never as powerful merit as just, you know, few moments of experiencing a liberated mind, a mind of just peace and joy and stillness. So what that means is just what you're doing here is incredibly powerful. And whenever you do experience some stillness in the meditation, it does feel beautiful. It increases your health, it increases your clarity of mind, and everything seems to get so much easier. And that is exactly just, you know, how the Buddha taught. 5 hindrances get less, together with weariness and negativity, become a much happier, peaceful, healthier person. That's why this meditation is a wonderful thing to do every Friday afternoon. And it's because it's like that, we always say it's priceless. That's why we never really want to charge for anything here, because it seems to be demeaning the product by putting a price on it. So anyway, so how much would I be worth? Priceless, can you afford that? Okay. So anyway, let's do some meditation now. So if you close your eyes. And just when your eyes are closed, the first task that I recommend is to be aware of your posture. In particular, just how are you sitting right now? Because so many times in my early years that, you know, you struggle with meditation because you weren't really paying too much attention to your sitting position, which meant the pain came up and that disturbed the progress of the meditation. And also, by becoming more aware of your body when you begin meditation, it also meant that you were developing the important qualities of mindfulness and kindness. And those two together, you know, what you've heard me say was kindfulness, they really assist in making sure that you have the tool necessary, the kindfulness, to get in some very pleasant meditation states. So once you're kind of aware that your posture is okay, then we go deeper into the awareness of the body. So how are your feet now? When I started doing this, I was surprised at how mindful you can be of something like your feet. At the moment I can feel their temperature, feel the uppers kind of itchy, and the lowers just relaxing. And I just make sure that every part of my foot, both sides, are at ease, the best I can possibly do for them. If you have anybody who loves you and cares for you, and make sure that you are comfortable. Just them caring for you makes you relax. You don't have to be so tense. That's what my feet do right now. I'm always surprised at how much they can relax. I don't do anything, I just watch. And they relax to the max. I go to my ankles. My ankles have got a special feeling which just they have. I can recognize that's my ankle feeling. And as I'm experiencing that sensation, just make sure that everything is in a good position, they feel comfortable. When I relax them, it's like they open out, and then positive energy can go to wherever it's needed. And then once my ankles feel as relaxed as they're going to get, I move up my lower legs, my calves, and feel the muscles in the back of the legs, the skin especially. Nothing seems to be amiss. So I just move my attention up till I get to my knees. It may be because many other people have problems with their knees, I spend special attention there. Can experience the sensation of my knees and just really relax them, open them up. It's only metaphor, making sure that nothing is closed or blocked or squashed. Because once I imagine all of the channels of energy, blood or whatever, opening up in my knees, you can feel that knees start to relax even more. They're not forced, they're not pressured to do anything. They can really be at ease. And then pass my knees, go up to my thighs. You can feel those muscles. It's like I do a scan. And I just, my awareness, my kindfulness just goes up from the knees to the top of the thighs. Experiencing as much sensations as I can and relaxing everything as I go. How I relax is just with kindness. I care for you, thighs. And then you get to your butt. And as I mentioned every week I teach here, the butt, I can feel the pressure of my body through the butt muscles onto the cushion. And my job is not to get rid of that feeling. My job is to make sure it's as even as possible. Because once the sensation is even, it soon disappears. Make sure that because I wear a robe, you don't get any folds of clothing, you know, cutting into your flesh. Everything is at ease and comfortable. And then from my butt, I go up to my waist. And personally, I'm just aware of that waist, how it feels. But I've always found over years, for my body, I like to kind of stretch my back at this time. And that relaxes my waist, makes it feel good. And I stay with my back, making sure it's in a good position, little arch in the lower back. Not too tense, but just relax. It's a sort of posture I know I can maintain for a long period of time without any problem. So when you're looking for the best posture, it's not just one which feels good right now, but you know which you don't have to do anything with for quite a long time. And then past that, I go back down to the bottom of my torso and start going up it, like scanning upwards, especially through the digestive tract. I don't squiggle it around like a real digestive tract, I just scan upwards, making sure everything is at ease. And if I come across any part of my body as I'm scanning upwards which feels not quite right, that's the best description I can give, because There's so many different feelings, and I don't know them all by name. But sometimes I know this doesn't feel normal. So I would stay there and just blast it with loving kindness. Little part of my digestive system. Just relax. Because I find that relaxation, that opening the door of your heart to whatever you're experiencing, is one of the main causes of relaxation. And that part of my body eases off. Sometimes amazing what pains can just be vanished so easily. Today I don't have any pains there, so I scan up quite fast. You get to some of the stomach, some of the organs in the back. To my lungs. My lungs just gave a nice yawn. It felt really good. And further up past my heart. Relaxing everything as I go. And even the surface of the body, the skin. Making sure that is as easy and relaxed as I possibly could get it. So if it's had a massage, it feels just all easy, loose. And I get to my shoulders. Personally, my shoulders, they're always a little tense. So what I do, good, skillful means, I scrunch them up even more. Deliberately make them more tight and then let go. When I let go, they fall to a place of deeper relaxation than when I started. I just check them out, make sure they're all at ease. And then further down my arms, my upper arms, relaxing all the way. Get to my elbows. They have been at ease all day. I haven't hit them or banged them. Down my arms, to my wrists. And I'm feeling everything as I'm going. If it needs some kindfulness, I will do it. And then to my hands. And as usual with my hands, I put them in the best possible position. For me, it's like right hand over the left hand, with the thumbs lightly touching. I was taught that, and I got used to it. So even today, that's the optimum position for my hand. There's so many nerve endings in my hands, I can feel them so easily. Just making sure that all those nerve endings are telling me that's the best position I can give for my own fingers and hands. And go back up to my shoulders again, making sure they're still loose and relaxed. Up to my neck. I always find that the comfort in the neck depends upon the position of my head on top of it. So I just got into the habit of moving my head to the left, to the right, forward and back, until I can discover the optimum position of comfort for my own head on top of my neck. And then I go to my face. Aware of the experience of the muscles on my forehead, around my eyes, around my mouth. I know those muscles. Right now they're a little bit tense. So I give them kindness and they know how to relax. They haven't yet, but in a moment or two, there they go. The mindfulness allows you to get feedback. You can feel your muscles relaxing or tensing up. You learn how to relax. And the key is kindness. When I relax the muscles of my face, it's the last part which I can relax. So then I go to the experience of the whole body, from the toes to the tip of the head. Just checking I haven't missed anything. If I have, I go back then and relax it some more. When it feels deeply, beautifully relaxed, I use the word beautiful on purpose, because that's what it feels like. There's a certain experience of delight, comfort, pleasure even, when my body relaxes deeply. It feels good. Feels like my body is free. No tightness, no tension. And I notice that feeling of delight. Because I found it with myself, with you, if you can notice how delightful the body feels when it's relaxed, the relaxation goes deeper. You become more relaxed. It's more delightful. This is what happens. Once that body delightfully relaxed to the max, then I go to the mind to relax that. One of the most straightforward and efficient ways to relax the mind at the beginning, it's just to notice the amount of peace which I have in my mind. How peaceful are you? I've often said, give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is quite agitated. Be honest, you don't have to tell me or anybody else. Now, how do you get more peaceful? Peace doesn't live in the body, it lives in your mind. So you're starting to shift your awareness to the mind. How peaceful are you? What makes your mind more peaceful? Thinking about problems in your life doesn't help at all. That shatters the peace. Being in this moment, leave the past and the future aside for another time. Just now. And you are kind and welcoming to whatever you're experiencing right in this moment. Kindfulness again. And you find the present moment becomes easy and delightful to stay with. That's why it stays with you. You don't hold it in an iron grip. You welcome it with kindness. You're a good friend of the present moment. And the closer you get to the present moment with your kindfulness, the more you will notice there's nothing much to say. You go to the next level, which is silence. You know, but you don't give things a name. You don't try and find connections with things, because you're in this moment. It's like you're greeting all these experiences which come into your mind, like someone who's greeting guests at a big party. You just notice them kindly, You can't have a conversation with any of them. Otherwise you'll miss the guests coming in next. Just in this moment, silent. And then you will probably notice sooner or later the breath will come into your mind. You don't go out grabbing it. At the very most, you just invite it in, and it comes and stays with you. You give it kindness. It becomes a friend who just loves to hang out with you. That's how we do the breath meditation. And little by little, the meditation gets deeper. Now I'll be quiet to let you enjoy this. that is getting close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel inside? When the mind becomes peaceful, how pleasant an experience is that? How does your body feel when the mind is relaxed? The body relaxes as well, very deeply. It feels so pleasant. And you cannot be attached to this because it's letting go. What happens when you let things be? It's like the default state of body and mind. So now, as usual, I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes resounding for the 3rd time, that's a signal to open your eyes and come out from the meditation.